The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 2. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on September 15th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 2, 2. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sutta Goswami said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher castes, his father Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, 'Oh, my son, indeed only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father.'" Report. The institution of Varna and Ashram prescribes many regulative duties to be observed by its followers. Such duties enjoin that a candidate willing to study the Vedas must approach a bona fide spiritual master and request acceptance as his disciple. The sacred thread is the sign of those who are competent to study the Vedas from the Acharya or the bona fide spiritual master. Sri Shukadeva Goswami did not undergo such purificatory ceremonies because he was a liberated soul from his very birth. Generally, a man is born as an ordinary being, and by the purificatory processes, he is born for the second time. When he sees a new light and seeks direction for spiritual progress, he approaches a spiritual master for instruction in the Vedas. The spiritual master accepts only the sincere inquirer as his disciple and gives him the sacred thread. In this way, a man becomes twice born or a dvija. After qualifying as a dvija, one may study the Vedas, and after becoming well-versed in the Vedas, one becomes a vipra. A vipra, or a qualified Brahman, and thus realizes the absolute and makes further progress in spiritual life until he reaches the Vaishnava stage. The Vaishnava stage is the postgraduate status of a Brahman. A progressive Brahman must necessarily become a Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava is a self-realized learned Brahman. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a Vaishnava from the very beginning, therefore there was no need for him to undergo all the processes of the Varnashram institution. Ultimately, the aim of Varnashrama Dharma is to turn a crude man into a pure devotee of the Lord, or a Vaishnava. Anyone, therefore, who becomes a Vaishnava accepted by the first-class Vaishnava, Uttamadhikari Vaishnava, is already considered a Brahmana according regardless of his birth or past deeds. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this principle and recognized Srila Haridas Thakur as the Acharya of the Holy Name, although Thakur Haridas appeared in a Mohammedan family. In conclusion, Srila Shukadeva Goswami was born a Vaishnava, and therefore Brahmanism was included in him. He did not have to undergo any ceremonies. Any low-born person, be he a Kirata, Kunda, Andhra, Pulinda, Pukasha, Abhira, Shamba, Yavana, Kasta, or even lower, can be delivered to the highest transcendental position by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Srila Shukadeva Goswami was the spiritual master of Srila Sutta Goswami and therefore offers his respectful obeisances unto Srila Shukadeva Goswami before he begins his answers to the questions of the sages at Naimasharanya.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jita Parakamalam
Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vidamtam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vikamscha. So, what is the point? The point is, the Prabhupada points out, that before answering these questions of the sages, Siddha Goswami is first offering his respectful obeisances unto his spiritual master. So the point is that without the grace of one's spiritual master, one cannot answer the questions. In other words, if one thinks that on one's own, one can speak very nice wisdom, and is not in the mood of respecting his spiritual master, then such answers will simply be a disturbance in the human society. They will... Oh, yes, Stan.
Това, на което наблява Шрила Прабхупада в коментара, е, че преди да отговоря на въпросите на мъдреците, Сута Госвами отдава своите смирени почитания на своя духовен учител, което означава, че ако човек си мисли, че може да говори и да представя някаква мъдрост без да търси благословите на своя духовен учител, тогава неговите отговори ще бъдат просто, ще внасят безпокойство в обществото.
In other words, the disciple considers himself to be a fool.
С други думи, ученикът трябва да смята себе си за глупак.
He doesn't consider himself to be a great learned scholar.
Той не се смята за голям.
Even if he is highly advanced in scriptural knowledge, he understands that without the grace of his spiritual master, his spiritual knowledge is zero. See the example of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Very, very learned scholar.
Той бил много, много образован учен.
But yet he submitted himself as disciple unto Gaura Kishora Das Babaji.
Но той се отдал като ученик на Гаура Кишора Дас Бабаджи.
Who couldn't even sign his own name.
За когото се казва, че дори не може да се подписва сам.
So, this is very good lesson.
И това е един много добър урок за нас.
It is only by the mercy of Guru that one is qualified and competent to give Vedic wisdom.
Че само по милостта на Гуру човек става компетентен да предава ведическото знание.
Мукам кароти вачалам пангум лам нагете гарам ят крипата махам ванде ши гуру динатаранам. By the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, a dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches. A lame man can cross over the mountain. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master.
Умилостта на духовният учител, дори един неграмотен човек може да говори много красноречиво и един сакат човек може да изкачва планини, затова отдавам смирените си почитания.
It's a fact, as soon as one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, one becomes empowered to preach Krishna consciousness.
Факт е, че в момента, в който човек приеме под слон при авторитетен духовен учител, той става упълномощен да проповядва Кришна съзнание.
Doesn't require any previous qualifications. Simply, if one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, then by the grace of Guru, he is empowered to preach.
Не са необходими никакви предишни квалификации. Ако човек приеме под слон при духовен, истински духовен учител, той става упълномощен да проповядва.
A devotee doesn't have to reinvent some new philosophy.
Предано отдаденият не трябва да открива някаква нова философия.
The perfect knowledge is already given by the previous acharya.
Защото съвършеното знание вече е дадено от предишния ачарья.
He's simply a delivery man, just like the DHL man, that's all.
Той е просто като доставчик, като куриер.
His duty is to knock on your door and deliver the package. So.
Неговият дълг е просто да почука на вратата ви и да ви достави пратката.
Now, if he thinks, I'll open up the package, I'll add something to it, I'll take something out of it, he's useless. DHL will fire him immediately. So the disciple, he simply has to take verbatim what he has heard from his spiritual master. And this way there is potency. It's like Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no adulteration. We have seen these other editions, how much they adulterate the words of Krishna. Just like as I've explained before, I was visiting with that religion professor at Rice University in Houston, Texas. He wanted to know, why do you have Bhagavad Gita as it is? So I wanted to illustrate to him it is different from these other Bhagavad Gitas. So he had many Bhagavad Gitas on his shelf. I said, give me that one. I just pointed at one at random. Give me that Bhagavad Gita. I turned to chapter 9, text number 34. Manmanamamad bhakto majadji mang namaskuru mam evaishashi yukvayavang admanang matparayanah. Just to see how the scholar had translated it. And he translated it like this. It started off just the same as we hear in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me. You will become me. Whoa! What a difference. You become me. You see, this is called adulterating the teachings of Krishna. If you worship me, you'll become me. But how is that possible? Krishna clearly states in the second chapter, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So how this rascal scholar can say the devotee becomes Krishna? Simply bogus. Krishna never said such a thing. You become me. So if we don't have a bona fide spiritual master, we will speculate with our own interpretation. I think this, I think that. My own opinion. But the difficulty is our thinking process is going on within the modes of material nature. If you try to speculate yourself out of your conditioned state, you will not be successful. Mavayvang sho jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana vanashashtani indriyani prakritistani karishati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts.
Krishna каза, че живите същества в този обусловен свят са мои неразделно свързани частици.
Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
И поради обусловения
So whatever mental speculation you may do, it is simply your conditioned mind, that's all. Your speculation is conditioned speculation. Therefore, your conditioned speculation will keep you conditioned. If you want to be liberated from your conditioned consciousness, then you must be blessed by the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotee. And then by the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee, the truth will be revealed to you. We require pure devotee's mercy. Therefore, Sutta's offering his obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami. That's how we get the mercy. We have to offer obeisances. We have to humbly submit ourselves as a servant of the pure devotee. That's how we get the mercy. If we want to argue with the pure devotee, we want to defy the pure devotee's instructions, we will never get his mercy. Even if he gives his mercy, we will not be able to take it back as turtle inside a shell, you see. You have to open your heart to the mercy of the pure devotee by humbly submitting yourself at his lotus feet. And then, in this move, when you completely submit yourself to the pure devotee, then he can shower you with unlimited blessings. He can empower you to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So in this way we have to understand the significance of this verse. Sutta Goswami does not immediately begin answering these questions of the sages. He first must offer his obeisances to Guru Maharaj, so that he gets the empowerment to preach. So we must always be in this mood of offering our respectful obeisances to our spiritual master. And as we sing every day, at least three times a day, Yasha Prashada Bhagavat Prashado, Yasha Prashada Nagati Kutopi, Nayam Stuvam Stasya Yasastri Sanjam, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. At least three times a day we must offer our respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of our spiritual master. At least three times. Tri Sanja. What are the tri Sanjas? That's morning, noon, and evening. At least. Actually, at every minute we should be offering our respectful obeisances to our spiritual master. Because that is how we become connected with Krishna. To whatever extent we worship our spiritual master, to that extent we realize Krishna. If I think I don't need the spiritual master, I'll just step on his head and go to Krishna, well, Krishna won't accept us. Who are you, upstart? Get up. So we must go through the medium of Guru. That is the purport of this verse. And if you have the blessings of your spiritual master, You can preach unlimitedly. You'll have full empowerment, full potency. Sufficient potency to even revolutionize the entire planet. Sufficient potency to deliver the entire universe. Therefore, we should always humbly submit ourselves at the lotus feet of our spiritual master. To get his full blessings for our Krishna consciousness and our spreading of Krishna consciousness. So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
It is said that one becomes empowered to preach Krishna consciousness when he takes shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. And his question is, if one has not taken shelter of the spiritual master, is he at all allowed, or has he the right to preach at all?
Right.
The right to preach at all.
He doesn't have the right to preach, really. We see that's the problem with these rhythmic people, you know. They don't really have the right to preach. Someone who is not bringing the message, I see what a disturbance they make. They're not only making so much blasphemy themselves, but they're training other people to be blasphemous. I get emails from people who've been trained by the Rifics, and they're just full of blasphemy. And they think that they're some advanced gyanis, you see. They were trained by the Rific people, and now they're training people to become blasphemers. It's crazy. It's madness. It's complete madness.
Аз виждам, например, тези ритвик, последователите на ритвик, те не само, че проповядват, а и обучават и други хора, които ми пишат имейли. Аз виждам как просто те са изпълнени с оскърбления от другите. Те не проповядват.
So without the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master, one cannot preach. One will not be empowered, one will not be able to properly present Krishna consciousness. His preaching will be disturbance, that's all. Question?
Много въпроси ми възникнах връзка с тази лекция и не знам къде да започна. Може би там Шрила Прабхупада казва, че всъщност Сута Госвами казва, че Шудалия Госвами не е преминал през обреда, там през обредите, не се е причист чрез свещенищно и така нататък. След това Шрила Прабхупада говори в коментар за как човек трябва да се развива, нали, от неща направени така. И по времето на Шрила Прабхупада бях чул, че теста за забраната посвещение било съставено от 10 въпроса, които били върху основни теми от Бхагавад Гита. Докато сега се проповяда, че за да станеш брахмана, едва ли не трябва да завършиш Бхакти Веданта в някои от вижте заведения, какъв коментар.
It is mentioned in the verse and the purport that Shukadeva Goswami did not undergo the purificatory processes like the sacred thread and others. But it also describes how one gradually becomes qualified as a Brahman and Vaishnava. Yeah. And he has heard that in the beginning, the test for a Brahmana, in the beginning of when Srila Prabhupada was here, the test for to become a Brahmana was a list of 10 questions, basic questions on the philosophy. But nowadays, there is a mood that one should study all the...
The standards are different in different places in the world. It's really up to the local authorities. Even during Prabhupada's time, it was up to the local authority when they were, who they would recommend and they would not recommend. That was the standard when Prabhupada was here. My temple president was very hard on me. He wouldn't recommend me for years. I got first initiation in 1971 and then second in 1975. He made me wait 4 years for second initiation.
Аз получих първо посещение 71-а година и второ чак 75-а. Чаках 4 години за второ посещение.
He was very, very tough on me.
И така той беше много heavy към мен.
And he was so tough, later on he apologized to me for being so tough with me.
И дори по-късно ми се извини за това.
And in later years he was very embarrassed of how he had been so heavy with me.
И по-късно той осъзна, че се отнесъл прекалено тежко към мен.
But I had there was no exam taking in those days. It was just whenever your temple president. That's how it was practically seen. No, there was no exams given for first or second initiation. It was just if you've been chanting 16 rounds for six months and following the four regular principles, first initiation, then another 6 months, second initiation. That was the minimum requirement.
От това време нямаше тестове, ставаше по препоръка и минималното изискване беше 6 месеца да повтаряш 16 кръга и да следваш принципите за първо посвещение.
When I met with Srila Prabhupada, privately met with him to get my Brahman initiation, he had one question. He said, are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Когато лично се срещнах с Шрила Прабхупада да получа Брахман посвещение, той ме попита, мантруваш ли 16 кръга?
I said, oh yes.
И аз казах, oh, да.
And he gave me this room. He wanted to see that you were fixed in the regulated principles. That was the main thing. But then he did institute there should be some, they should become learned in the philosophy also. Those things were stated. The whole Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, and Bhakti Sarvabhauma titles, that was envisioned by Prabhupada and never fully implemented during his time.
Тези всички титли, за които се споменава, свързани с изучаването на шастрите, те Шрила Прабхупада ги е имал визия за тях, но по неговото време.
So Prabhupada would certainly be pleased to see if we had they were now instituting these training programs in the shastras. He'd be very pleased to see them. Know them. He wanted that, but it never happened.
Шрила Прабхупада е много доволен да види, че ние провеждаме такива програми за получаването на тези титли, но по него време това не се случва.
One temple was having 7 classes a day. He was very, very much like them.
В един храм имало по 7 лекции на ден и
He wants us to become learned in all of these books that he has given us.
Защото Шрила Прабхупада искал да ставаме много учени в тези книги.
So that's a requirement for second initiation. It's very good.
И ако това е това изискване за второ посвещение е много добро.
They even have a course now for gurus.
Сега дори има такъв курс за гуру, да сквалифицира.
And also that they have a rule now, you can't be initiating guru unless you got your bhakti shastri, unless you attend the seminar, the guru seminar. You can't initiate disciples even now. They have a rule like that.
И сега има такова правило, че ако не си получил бхакти шастри и не си посетил този семинар за...
Luckily, I got in before they made the rules.
Не може да станеш гуру. Всъщност аз успях да стана гуру преди да направя тия правила.
But actually, it's not that I'm not learning the scriptures. I'm studying every day the scriptures.
Но не е така, че аз нямам знания върху писанията, аз ги изучавам всеки ден.
But what about those who are extra learned and they see that because we didn't understand so now we can understand like
Yeah. Well now we have exceeded Prabhupada because we have We read Bhaktivinoda Thakur and we read Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. And we now have better understanding than Prabhupada did because we're more advanced than Srila Prabhupada to understand Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I mean, how ludicrous, how disgusting is such a mentality, to be honest. That now we know better than Srila Prabhupada. We've read Bhakti. What did they know? They know nothing. They only know what Prabhupada is empowering them to understand. And if they think they can know something beyond what Prabhupada has given, they're idiots. They're complete idiots. Next question. Yeah.
Не само за браманите, за кшатрите и за вайшните, само шурите не могат да получат свещенишно, така че ако можеш на Кришна Прабху да изясни какво значението на свещенишно при хората, при положение, че всички получават свещенишно, а пък имат различни качества. Не, всички всички трябва да получат свещенишно, но пък имат различни качества, брамани, вайши, кшатри, без шури.
It is said that the sacred thread can be given only to the higher castes, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas.
Yeah.
But now we see that the sacred thread is given to all, you know, people from different backgrounds.
Yes, and that is also confirmed in the scriptures, that even a dog eater can become a learned, can become a Brahmana, twice born Brahman. That is also confirmed in the scriptures.
Също така се потвърждава в писанията, че дори един кучеядец може да се квалифицира като брамана и да получи свещения шнур.
Въпросът ми беше, че примерно виждаме Арджуна. Арджуна на колесницата се вижда, той също има брамана шнур. В смисъл, чатрите също имат брамана шнурове, вашите имат брамана шнурове. Какво е значението на свещения шнур и на гаятри при тях? В смисъл, те вече са брамани, въпреки че имат такива дейности.
Okay. So his question is, we see, for example, that the Kshatriyas, like Arjuna, they wear also a brahmana thread, the sacred thread. And so his question is, what is the meaning of the sacred thread for those?
Sacred thread means one who is twice born by the Bonafide, as described here. He's twice born by the Bonafide spiritual master.
Свещения шнур означава някой, който е два пъти роден, който е получил посвещение от духовен учител.
Prabhupada is describing, right?
Това се описва тук в коментара. Това е значението на свещения шнур.
In the Vedic culture, the Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahman, they can all become twice born. Shudra cannot. But Shudra can be elevated to those positions. If he remains Shudra, he with no Vedic knowledge, with no spiritual master. But he wants